Hello, and welcome to our first episode of the Island Breeze. This is your host, Sophia Waters, ready to talk about all things West Indian culture and the Caribbean diaspora. Hello all, and welcome to the Island Breeze, a podcast about all things West Indian culture and living. This is your host, Sophia Waters, and for our first episode today, we're going to discuss Carnival, Culturama, and other West Indian celebrations with my guest and grandmother, Bernadine Handley. Give it up, give it up. I'm so glad that she was able to join us. So I hope you guys will sit back, relax, and enjoy our first episode of the Island Breeze. PSA, I wanted to take a moment just to talk about St. Vincent and the natural disaster that happened there. If you're interested in learning about preserving West Indian culture and advocacy, especially for the island of St. Vincent, which recently underwent a volcanic eruption and seeks disaster relief, be sure to check out the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CDEMA, to donate. Their website is https://www.cdema.org/lasofrere. I'll make sure to add a link for the fund at this point in the transcript, and you guys can definitely check it out if you're willing to donate. I'm sure any and all donations will be appreciated. The sounds of soca music and calypso fill the air in the small island of Nevis and its sister island, St. Kitts. The high energy of vibrantly costumed women and the quick dancing of local residents are one of the many highlights of Carnival in my home island. Carnival, or in Nevis it is called Culturama, is the most notable traditions of the Caribbean and a part of the soul of the West Indies, even into Latin America. Culturama is a week-long celebration and a holiday in Nevis. Can you tell me more about, like, exactly what happens during that week-long? Like,
the week-long is a celebration of our emancipation, for our independence.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have the Culturama. The Culturama started in 1974 was the start of the first Culturama.
Okay.
So with that first week, you have the Queen Show, where, you know, young girls participate in becoming queen. They have, and like, they will maybe about half a dozen young girls would, and then they have the judges, and they will perform in different
like competition,
and they will have different speeches. They will give different speeches to see who is more suitable to become the queen.
Okay, and can you tell me more about, like, the markets and the food?
Well, on those nights, mm-hmm. they will have food. Like, people have their selling drinks, food, all different kind of little booths where you can go and get food and drinks and
what's your favorite food? What's your favorite booth to go to?
Well, you know, it's like whatever you want. Maybe they might have fish and chips and things like that, and drinks, and local drinks like Marby, ginger beer, different drinks that the local made, local drinks.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify for anyone listening, St. Kitts and Nevis was once a commonwealth of the British. So some of those traditions, like fish and chips, like cultural foods, are also in Nevis as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And
Futurama usually takes place the last week in July, and it
okay.
goes up to like the 4 days in August. In August, the first August Monday is a big celebration in Nevis. So the culture starts from the last week in July up to August. I think it's August Monday. It's the big, it's a big day.
Okay.
So, and it's a big holiday there.
Yeah.
Juve is like the ending of the culture. Juve is like
the last day.
The last day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, they have all the children parading in in Charlestown, and Juve start early in the morning with all different kind of steel bands and music, and they start from Gingerland, and they participate until they reach into town, and there are people that are behind the music, the steel bands, and jamming till they come into town. And now when they come into town, they perform in front of the square where everybody can see them. And they have all different kind of food vendors and so on and so forth. St. Kitts now have carnival, and their carnival is in December.
Oh gosh, this is confusing.
Yes, their carnival starts for a week, I guess, for a week and more in December.
Okay.
Around Christmas time.
Yeah, so it's a celebration in the West Indies anytime, literally anytime. I also want to add that many participants of Carnival wear the traditional costumes, like vibrant, bold, feather-like costumes, usually among men and women. But women have definitely gotten more criticisms amongst non-Caribbean people. Can you tell me more about the costumes that are worn at Carnival, and do you possibly know their meanings or symbolisms?
Well, the costumes are made by the local people there that the kids would wear. The kids would wear, and they have a tradition that it's a kind of print that they would make these costumes from. You know, a kind of print that they would make, and it's bright colors, very nice bright colors. And
and I know you said that Culturama or Carnival represents the emancipation for colonial oppressors, and to commemorate, Mom literally told me this one, but she was like, Carnival or Culturama is to commemorate a good crop of agriculture for that year, which can also be represented through the clothing and costumes for the residents of the island that celebrate the event. Overall, it's supposed to represent community and coming together as an island. And larger islands such as Trinidad and Tobago and Latin American countries such as Brazil typically have participants that dress in more elaborate costumes and clothing that may be revealing to men and women, but not all West Indian islands are even able to celebrate Carnival because they are not liberated. Not all islands wear revealing costumes while celebrating Carnival. And on our island, Nevis specifically, our people do typically dress in vibrant summer clothes or costumes only if they choose to perform in concerts or to celebrate Culturama. So not everyone dresses in very not everyone dresses in costume. Like, you can just go outside and celebrate Carnival your own way and just wear shorts and a tank top. Thank you so much for interviewing. And if you are a listener, if this episode really helped you and inspired you or just simply interested you, piqued your interest, I think you should definitely check out Carnival in your local community. There are many West Indian local celebrations wherever you may reside that celebrate Carnival in your local community. If you're in the DMV, be sure to check out DC and Baltimore Carnival, which is virtual this year. Overall, I just wanted to thank my grandmother, Bernadine Hanley, for taking the time to sit down and let me ask her some questions. She was a great interviewee, and I had a lot of fun making this first episode of The Island Breeze. Spreading awareness about Nevis is something that's really important to me, especially since it is such a small island in the British West Indies. But ultimately, I just want to thank you all for listening for our first episode of The Island Breeze, and I hope you all will tune in for the next one.